Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love musicals, but you knew that. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from the worst of it. It's Sunday, June 7th, 2020, and my guests today are Sean Jordan, Doug Mellard, and Clark Wolf. Hello!
Yo!
Hello!
Hi!
Hey!
Generic noises!
This is fun. I'm excited. I missed
General
this.
Close.
Like, yeah.
Let's meet them individually and alphabetically. That's how we roll around here. We make the ladies go last if their last name is Wolf.
And, story of my life.
But at least I have multiple. I think Wolf is probably the most common last name of guests that come on my shows. Interestingly enough, but I can't think of any other Jordans right now. It's Sean Jordan.
Hey, what's cracking?
Phoning it in from the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, I'm up here in Rip City, baby. It is raining, yeah. And it's cloudy, and you know, it's what you think of when you think of Portland.
All right, so we know exactly what it's like there right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. I've been doing a shitload of yard work. Your boy is, I've been a busybody since I've been in quarantine. I've turned into quite the busybody. So a lot of looking out the windows and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of contemplation.
Mm-hmm. Checking out people's yards. I have opinions on the neighbor's yards now, which is odd. But yeah, it's fun. I don't know. It's as good as it can be, I guess. I've been skateboarding a whole bunch. It's sick.
I do appreciate the fact that everything shutting down gives you time for skateboarding, because you always had such trouble fitting it into your schedule.
I'm a busy boy, you know?
Yeah.
I'm doing a podcast once a week. It's tough, man. Where am I supposed to find time to skate between making smoothies and stuff?
Yeah, well, we should mention All Fantasy Everything is the podcast, and speaking of your boys, Ian Carmel is a crazy person on that TV show Game On.
Dude, it's awesome. I was at the one that came out last week. I was there just to watch the filming. It's really fun. He's great on it. And I tried to separate myself, like, other than the fact that he's like my brother. he's just very good on the show. I'm thrilled. I'm happy for him.
He's just a hilarious loudmouth who doesn't mind having things thrown at him.
That's exactly what he is. I don't think anyone's ever said it better. He's a hilarious loudmouth. Yeah, true.
Yeah, he's like, in the challenges, he's always screaming at people like he's going to be the best at it. It's like something no person's ever tried before.
No, he was a bowling ball, the one that I saw, and he was talking shit about, yeah, anything. It's like he's done it before. Like he's like, yo, yeah, we're going to be a bowling ball again? No.
I'm I'm a bowling ball, man. I'm the best bowling ball there is.
Yeah, it's I'm stoked that he is in my world.
Well, in my world is another Doug, and I put up with Doug Stanhope for all these years, and then Doug Mellard came along, and so I had to become friends with him as well. How's it going, Doug?
Great. I'm fantastic.
You're in the
Southwest.
New Mexico area?
That's correct. And
what? You're in New Mexico?
I'm in Santa Fe. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
been
good.
He's just kicking it with his lady and his dog in a house, Sean.
Wow. I don't think I've ever talked to anyone while they're in Santa Fe.
Oh, man, it's not bad here. There's low cases and slight update from, I think, the last time I was on. I had some of your fans, Doug, like reach out about my tooth that was bad on the last episode that I was on. I got it fixed. I was nervous. I didn't want to get it fixed during the, you know, what's going on. And I got it fixed. And I also got some acid from the same person that fixed my tooth.
Whoa.
I really like Santa Fe.
Put that on the Santa Fe postcard.
Yeah. It's pretty cool here.
That's crazy. Where'd you get the ice skate to fix your tooth with? Huh? Quarantine.
I like it. I like a good castaway joke. I especially like it. I like a good castaway joke when I absolutely need it the next day. Wait, what?
Oh, FedEx.
FedEx.
I smell your stuff. Yeah.
You know, at conventions for FedEx employees, they watch Castaway and they play a drinking game. They drink every time you see water. Also, speaking of water, my next guest enjoys it more than anyone I know. Clark Wolf is here. Hey, Clark.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming back to the show. You're becoming one of the most popular guests on the program.
Oh, well, that's nice to hear. Thank you so much for having me.
It's true. People love to hear from you. You know, I have a lot of guests that, you know, people complain about after they appear on the show, but no one ever complains about Clark Wolf.
Your guests are the only ones then. So, or your audience rather. So thank you, audience. I appreciate the confidence boost.
This is just my way of saying that, Doug and Sean, there's some things my fans have told me about you.
The first time that anyone ever like really bummed me out was after I did an episode of Doug Loves Movies and somebody called me like a fake woke hipster. I don't know, something you would say about a kid that lived in Portland. And I remember walking around like, oh, I was really bummed.
Someone said one time, not after Doug Loves Movies, but another movie talk show I was on, that I was like the Jai Courtney of movie talk.
Dog.
And I've never forgotten that because it made me laugh so hard.
Jai Courtney. He's like that guy that's in that movie Fighting, isn't he?
He's in lots of things and keeps getting a lot of chances. He might be lovely, but I don't think audiences have connected with him.
That is gnarly. Well, you know, I was recently watching that popular Jai Courtney vehicle and then she left the date. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I said wrong.
Half of my inbox is people just saying I need to be more like Clark Wolf.
You guys are the best.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
Well, guess what? We're already at the part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
Woohoo! I'm excited. Can I tell you guys I'm excited? I miss this so much. So just wanted to say it. I'll say it a bunch more.
You miss gameplay with
all this stuff.
And TV personalities.
Just stuff that we do. You know, we used to actually hang out and do this, so I just miss it. And I can't wait to do it again.
Well, we're doing it right now, buddy.
Fuck yeah, we are, Playboy.
Yeah, it's just we're doing it, but we're not looking each other in the eye.
I have pictures. I taped up pictures of all of you on the wall, and I didn't know who was going to be on, so I taped up a picture of every guest ever.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm having a good time.
Can you imagine what that – I don't even know what that number – what that number would be, because there's been over 1,200 episodes.
Wow. How many guests do you think you've had? What do you think you've had?
500? Well, that's why I think it's probably in the like 3,000 to 4,000 range, maybe.
Wow.
Jesus, no, I don't know. Gnarly. It just depends on how I just don't know how the numbers add up in terms of repeat guests, because many of the guests come back, but I've also had hundreds of people probably that have, you know, only been on them one time or one or two times. So somebody somewhere is probably compiling some sort of database or something with all that information in it, but it's crazy. Yeah,
it's on Sean's wall. Just count them.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's true, Sean. I don't know why you asked me. You have it
right. Hey, I'm just out here playing games, you know? I didn't want to give the answer away right away.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I decided on my Doug Loves Movies account on Twitter that I started recently so that the show had its own account. I decided to only follow people on that account that have been guests since I started the account. But I'm already following like 40 or 50 people, and it's only been, you know, a few months.
Wow, so, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Okay. This game is brand new. The Tony Awards were supposed to happen tonight, but they're not.
Damn. Oh, that's some bummer.
Of course. I mean, they didn't even have a Tony season this year. Like, everything that would be nominated and winning awards tonight would be shows that were playing over the last, during the pandemic. Like, shows that were all about to open in April, everything just, got shut down. So, this is a new game. It's called Tony, Tony, Tony. Mm-hmm. And all three are spelled exactly the same way. This is a game where luck and knowledge of Broadway musicals turned into movies go hand in hand while remaining 6 feet apart. Oh, I will start with you, Sean Jordan.
Will you call me Jai Courtney instead?
That's my name. Oh, man.
Just trying to throw curveballs at these motherfuckers, you know?
Let's start with you, Sean, and I'll ask you a question. And if you get the answer correct, you get a point. If you miss it or don't even have a guess,
I will
give Doug multiple choice options for that question. If he gets it right between the two choices, he gets a point. If he misses it, Clark gets the lucky point.
Okay.
And it moves on from there. So everybody has a chance of getting those lucky points, but you just don't know where they're going to land.
All right. Hit me.
Ready, ready, ready for Tony, Tony, Tony?
Born on a green light, Playboy. Let's fucking get it done.
Let's raise the curtain and light the lights. Sean S. Jordan, who plays the baker in the movie version of the Broadway musical Into the Woods?
Nathan Lane.
I love your confidence. I love that you chose a person from the world of musical theater.
I try.
It makes perfect sense, but no, that is incorrect.
I knew that.
So we turn to Doug Mellard, and you get a choice, Doug. Do you think you know who it is without even having a choice?
Oh, no way.
Okay. It's a talk show host. Is it James Corden or Stephen Colbert?
Let's go Stephen Colbert.
Oh no.
That is incorrect. Oh no is right. That means Clark gets the lucky point.
Clark, did you know the answer?
I did actually know the answer, yes.
Damn. All right.
Yeah, she knew it. She didn't need the lucky point, but she got it. She got it anyway.
I'll take
back
it.
To you, Sean. This is the first person to 2 points, so it's you gotta act
oh,
fast.
Oh, it doesn't skip it. Okay. Well, darn. All right.
Yeah, that's how that went. You need to get one who's right. What movie musical, Sean, based on a Broadway show, featured Queen Latifah as Motormouth Maybell?
God damn it. Do you know Clark?
Don't ask Clark.
Well, it does get a help if she knows or if she doesn't.
There's still Doug between you and her.
I've never given a shit about Doug. I'm kidding. I give a shit. I'm going to, man, Rent?
I wish there was a character named Motormouth in
Rent. It's a little heavy to call someone Motormouth, I guess, in that movie.
Yeah. All right. So, Doug, you get to choose between two options. Do you feel like you have any idea?
Not really. I'm not great with musicals, but
okay.
Get out of town.
He did. He went to Santa Fe. Is Motormouth? Is Motormouth Maybell? Is that a character in Chicago or Hairspray?
Oh, come on.
Shit. Is the answer shit?
It's not shit.
Chicago or Hairspray, Motormouth, Maybell, Queen Latifah.
Hairspray.
Oh, that no. That's right.
Oh, got it. I thought by Clark's response, because she said, oh, no, when I got it wrong.
That was a trickster move for me.
Yeah, you nailed it this time. She's in Chicago. She plays Mama Morton in Chicago. And then she's also in Hairspray as Motormouth Maybell. Now, that means that Doug has 1 point, Clark has 1 point, and Clark gets to go first on this next question.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Over the course of the film Dreamgirls, how many Dreamgirls are there?
Oh, wow. Wow. I'm going to... Are you talking about, called, like, if
the
they
group
get...
It's called The Dreams, and then there's lineup changes occur. Yeah.
I'm going to say 4, because they're a trio.
Oh, no.
Well, oh, I know. That sounds okay, fair. That sounded ridiculous what I just said. But if one person leaves and gets replaced, it might be 5 though. I don't know. Let's say. Okay, final answer is 5.
That is incorrect.
Let me get those options.
Sean, the choices are, this is unfortunate, it kind of makes it a lucky point for you. The choices are 4 or 5.
Oh,
are you serious? Oh. Well, I appreciate that so much. I'm going to say 4, just like that's Destiny's right. Child.
Darn.
We got imagine if, a tie.
Imagine if Sean got that wrong.
Yeah, imagine if I did, Doug. God damn
Thanks
it.
Thanks a lot for switching it up, Doug. You could have stuck a 6 in there or something.
Well, it was so funny when you were debating it because you said 4 and then you changed it to 5. I even said, oh, no, after you said 4, indicating, as we all know, that means you got it right.
I should have gone with my gut.
What a tangled web we weave. Huh?
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed.
All right, we got a 3-way tie here. That means, but Sean is first.
Good. I wanted to go first. I bet I got the answer.
This is the one that's going to determine everything.
Mm-hmm.
Name the actress in the movie West Side Story who did not do her own singing. It's not her singing voice in West Side Story.
Well, I thank you for getting specific, but I couldn't name you one person who did their own singing in West Side Story. So was it the girl who played Maria? That's the closest I got.
That will not qualify as an answer.
I mean, it's an answer. It won't qualify as the right one, correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
We move on to Doug Mellard.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to name from two people who this is?
I mean, I hope so, but...
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Was it Natalie Wood or Rita Moreno?
Natalie Wood.
That is correct.
Yes. Damn it. Good job.
Dumb luck.
Was it the girl who played Maria?
You didn't say, oh, no. Yeah, Natalie Wood played Maria.
Okay.
And she didn't do her own singing. And, yeah.
Also didn't do her own Puerto Rican-ing. She is very white. Yeah. She's very white.
It's a very white Puerto Rican character. And, but Rita Moreno won the Oscar for that movie and also is an EGOT.
Ooh, every Game of Thrones, huh?
Yep, she's got all the Game of Thrones. All right, so that means that since Doug won that game, he gets a very special advantage in our final and deciding game today that is going to come up right after these messages. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back.
It was always pretty, makes me
pretty
laugh.
Fast, right? That was painless. Painless. If you're just joining us, that would be weird because pretty much have to listen from the beginning, but I'm here with Sean Jordan, Clark Wolf, and the winner of the previous game, Doug Mellard, who now gets the, if you've been listening to the show lately, you know how this works. We're going to play Last Person Standing.
Standing.
I'm just like, I can't decide which word to say. And Doug gets to decide. Not only does he get to go first, he gets to decide which actor or actress we are all, yes, me as well, we're all going to take turns naming movies that person was in. And if you can't think of one, you're out. It's going to go Doug, then Clark, then Sean, then me is the order.
Ooh.
And Doug, have you thought of an actor or actress who you think will give you a very special advantage today?
Absolutely not. But let's go Paul Newman.
Oh. Wow. That's thank you for one. Not Paul saying Newman. Jai Courtney.
Yo! Yeah, no, sure. Suicide Paul Squad. Newman.
What are you sitting Jai in a cigar Courtney. Bar right now? Paul Newman.
Jay, I did not give myself an advantage, by the way.
What? What a... All right.
Yeah, I don't know, you know... I don't know where you're from originally, Doug, but where I'm from, San Diego, we try to win when we play games.
They do the same thing in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Doug. I don't know where you're from, but...
Can we throw Robert Redford in there, too? Can we just do both of them?
Yeah, what made you pick that, Doug?
I just love Paul Newman.
It's, I don't know that you do.
I do.
Well, okay, you love... Okay, all right. You
the
love
dreamy blue
him.
Eyes that he actually didn't love because that was what most people knew him for. He hated that.
It really held him back.
Yeah, it really held him back.
Weird. Paul Newman, come on, man.
I did meet Robert Redford here in Santa Fe randomly. And he was...
Just now? During this?
No, yeah. Just now. He just walked by.
Is Robert
Redford the one who gave you the acid? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He fixed my tooth.
Are you sure it was Robert Redford, or were you just talking to a saddle? Oh, it's so stupid. But he definitely spent too much time in the sun.
Yeah, he's a withering gentleman.
Yeah.
Sundance.
Paul Newman was handsomer as an old guy than Redford's turning out to be. But, you know, they're both amazing actors, but we're not here. Get Robert Redford out of your head. Sorry I brought him up again.
That's never worked. People tell me that every day. It's never taken.
You just can't get Robert Redford out of your head.
That's yeah, he's in there. He's got prime real estate.
He's right in there whispering Hail Hydra.
Mm-hmm.
So, start us off, Doug. Just name any movie that's got Mr. Paul Newman in it.
And, cool hand,
salad
Luke.
Salad dressing doesn't count. Don't say salad dressing.
Cool hand, Luke.
God.
Cool hand, Luke.
Classic ranch, cool hand, Luke.
Clark?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I told you to get Redford out of your head. And that's what you do.
That's what I did. Sean? I just couldn't let him go.
Yeah, why would you? He's Robert Redford's great. My turn.
Yeah, you're already out of titles?
The Hustler.
All right. I like what you're doing there so much that I'm going to say... The Color of Money.
Yeah, there you go.
Back to you, Doug. Back to back, Dougs.
Slapshot.
Fuck you.
Shot. That's pretty sneaky because you know that Sean knows about things with skates.
God damn it.
Clark?
Was he in The Sting?
Why wouldn't he be?
Why wouldn't he be? I mean, he was. Yeah. So The Sting is my answer.
It was his reteaming with Robert Redford.
Exactly. So I couldn't stop thinking about Robert Redford.
And I think, like, don't people just associate them always together? But it's just those two movies, right?
I believe those are the only two, but I don't think you understand how this game works.
Oh yeah.
Damn it.
You don't want to give anybody any extra hints.
You do. If you were to give somebody extra hints, Sean, what would they be?
I would say don't. I'd say slow down, player. obey all the traffic signs.
Damn it. I don't know.
Like a
I
good
don't know.
Little... What? What was, do you know what Paul Newman's passion was when he was alive besides salad dressing?
No.
Ooh.
You don't?
I don't.
You don't picture him wearing a certain kind of outfit when he's not in a movie?
Where he got in a fist fight?
His cowboy?
Mm-mm.
No, I don't. Oh, this is going to bum me out. I don't have a guess.
Poor Sean. Poor Sean Jordan. The man spent a lot of time in his life in and around cars.
Yeah. There's video of him in a fist fight with another, like he did like a NASCAR race or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat up a guy when he was like 68 or something. It's insane.
I'll buy that. Yeah, he seems like one of those guys.
Yeah, yeah, he and David Letterman became pretty close towards the end of Paul Newman's life because they were both so into car racing.
God, I bet you those two saw the bottom of a bottle a couple times. That would be a fun little conversation.
Yeah. And of course, he is the voice, Paul Newman's the voice of Scrooge McDuck in Cars. That's not his name in the movie. Doug, what do you got?
Road to Perdition? We haven't done that, right?
Shit!
Great pull.
I had Hanks on the brain, and I knew that's what I was trying to think of. Shit! Oh, well.
Road to Perdition.
God, he's good in that.
Sean, you don't have to express disappointment every time one of us still knows more.
I don't have to do a lot of things, Doug, but I'm going to keep doing them.
Okay. Clark?
Cars 2?
Uh-huh.
Cars 2.
Okay. My turn. Cars 3.
Doug? Harper. It's one of my favorite movies. I couldn't even tell you why. I love that movie.
What's Harper?
Old school, he's a detective.
Okay.
He kind of gets to be comedic and he's all over the place. He gets to play a lot of different roles within the one character. It's so good.
I can see why you love it. Sure.
Yeah.
Clark?
Harper 2?
Oh
no, I'm out, friends. I'm a redhead.
Redhead. Oh man,
that's
go
so
to
funny.
A Comic-Con with that and just like a shirt of Robert Redford. Oh, that's red.
Okay, so I have to play strategically here then, because it's just me and Doug.
The Doug off.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to pick movies, Doug, that you wouldn't think of. Like, how about Nobody's Fool?
Oh, damn. That's a good one.
Is it?
I mean, it was a good... I wouldn't have had that in... I don't know.
Good pick. I gotcha.
Yeah. I'll go with... There is a Harper, too. It's called The Drowning Pool. And it's
you sneaky son of a bitch.
Yeah. Not as good.
It wasn't going to be a day unless somebody called someone else a sneaky son of a bitch. So I'm excited that it got done.
The Drowning Pool. Very nice. Very nice. That's going to force me to say something like, we're not sure who's going to win here today. We won't know for absolutely sure until we hear the verdict.
Uh-huh. That sounds like a movie he'd be in.
Oh yeah. Should have won the Oscar for it. He ended up winning for Color of Money the following year or shortly thereafter. He also won a Lifetime Achievement Acting Award before they gave him the award for a specific movie, I think.
You won an Oscar for The Color of Money?
Yeah.
Really? Well, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Who's in that with him? Is it Brando?
Tommy.
Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
No, the original Hustler, when he was young, he played Fast Eddie in The Hustler.
Yeah.
Minnesota Fats was Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Gleason.
And then Color of Money was, he's old now and he's training a new young buck played by Tom Cruise.
I was trying to think of that one, but I kept coming up with Matthew Broderick for, I don't know. It was confusing.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick's in The Freshman with Marlon Brando.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Was Paul Newman in The Natural? with Robert Redford?
No, but you know, maybe he might have been like in the stands, you know, watching that home run. Is that your final answer?
Oh, no.
you were just making conversation right there.
Cat on a hot tin roof. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Great pull. I should have gotten that one. Good job.
Thanks. You should have said
that. Never heard of it.
That was a good one.
Cat on a hot tin roof. That sounds like a cartoon. It's not a cartoon.
He played the voice of Scrooge McDuck again.
Paul Newman with a tight mustache in most of these movies, I imagine.
Always.
Just a tight, perfectly placed and groomed mustache.
That should be like a thing on game shows, is just while the contestants are trying to think of the answers, Sean just stands and muses about random things like mustache.
I'm kind of a stream of Paul consciousness.
Newman movies over here. Here's one, yep. Sean. You're going to love this title if you liked Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
I did.
Sometimes a Great Notion.
What?
Yeah.
Weird movie titles.
It's about logging.
Oh, yeah, of course. I love all logging movies. Crap, I don't know if I have another one. I can picture there's this like ranching cowboy movie, and I can't think of the title, and I'm stuck on it, so I'm going to – Cars 4. Is there a Cars 4?
No, plus
Do you know the ranching, like the cowboy movie I'm thinking of?
I feel like that's probably something he did a few times.
I was going to say, you have to narrow it down.
I definitely know that he's got some more like race car movies we haven't touched upon.
Right.
He was in a Merchant Ivory movie that I think I can remember the title of. Oh, maybe not.
Did Paul Newman, he doesn't sound like he was in a ton of bangers. Like, most of these just are, like, movies he was in. What was he in for, like, banging-ass movies?
Wait.
So you're saying
some of their
movies, Butch Cassidy, Cool Hand Luke.
Movies?
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at someone like Tom Hanks, and they have, like, 10 movies that were, like, insane. It's just Paul Newman's so famous and so revered, but I'm not hearing a ton.
Yeah, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and The Sting each played in motion picture theaters for over a year.
Wow.
He and Robert Redford were the biggest stars on the planet.
Yeah, it was just a different time. It was
like those movies are two huge movies. Like,
I'll tell you this for free. Watched Butch Cassidy about a year ago, and I didn't like it all that much.
Whoa.
It's challenging.
It was kind of boring, and it's so long.
The script is so... I love the dialogue, though. Like, William Goldman, man.
The end is great. Still a great ending.
Yeah, it is. It just... Maybe I might have been in the wrong... It was like a Sunday afternoon. Me and Ian were sitting around. Maybe that's not the time to do it.
Nah, it's hard. It's hard if you didn't grow up, I would argue. I think it's slow if you don't grow up on it, and I didn't grow up on it either, so I don't love it, but I get it, if that makes sense. Everybody's so magical to look at. Catherine Ross and
right.
The way it's shot and the dialogue is so snappy, but it's slow.
Yeah, it's slow. Right. Okay.
They stop in the middle of a Western to have a man and woman riding around on a bicycle.
Boy, they sure do. I was astonished about rain. It's astonishing. I had never seen it. That was the first time I'd ever seen it, and I didn't know really anything about it. Maybe either one of us. And I was shocked at that scene. I was like, "What in the fuck is this doing in there?"
They just forked in that song. I think that's all it was.
Yeah.
We also have that montage of them actually doing all the crime stuff or actually doing all the cool Western stuff with Catherine Ross there. You know, they just tell you about it. You get to see pictures. I was like, where's that scene? I'm sorry. Can we reshoot, please? Like, that stood out to me when I watched it last. I was like, what the hell? You just skipped over all the best parts. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, I really stirred up a Paul Newman debate.
It really did. It really did.
Break your fixed tooth.
I mean, those two guys were the Thelma and Louise of their time.
Yeah.
They also died needlessly at the hands of law enforcement at the end of a chase.
Harvey Keitel tried to talk both of them out of doing it, but, you know. Little known fact, Harvey Keitel is totally in Butch Cassidy.
I didn't remember that. Wow. And Dennis Hopper is in Cool Hand Luke, a very young Dennis Hopper, I think his first role.
Also, Harvey Keitel is not in, but I was kidding. No.
I don't know, I'd buy it.
Hook, line, and sinker, you old so-and-so.
That'd be a whole lot cooler if it was, though.
Yeah, that's the thing about this format is that the next person who starts talking is the person who gets to talk next, and Doug started speaking before I could vote with it.
It's a funny way to say it.
Yeah. But Doug is our winner today, so take that, everybody that's not named Doug.
Hey.
Yeah, it worked out.
R.W.
You picked Paul Newman, and even though you were a little wobbly on it, you still managed to pull off the win. And it's very exciting. Mr. and Mrs. Bridge, I just thought of it, is the name of the hoity-toity Merchant Ivory movie you did. You know, the people who did... Room with a View and stuff like that.
Man.
They got Paul Newman in one of them. All right. So, you know, there's no prizes to speak of. There's no prize bag to give to anybody. There's just that sense of pride that Doug's going to be walking around with that's going to drive his everybody in his household crazy. And,
the prize is getting to hang out with your friends and talk. I feel like we
all win. Yeah.
It's true. We all win just by showing up. But since we're in this crazy time where, you know, obviously protesting is very important and we're still, a lot of people are still staying at home, like, what do you guys have any suggestions of what people can watch right now that could either be, you know, extra fulfilling or something that's, you know, more like escapist fare, like something to watch so you don't have to think about things that are going on right now? What's up? What are you guys watching?
I know this is Doug Loves Movies and not TV, but I have really enjoyed What We Do in the Shadows.
Fuck yes.
Based on a movie, so I'll give you that.
Okay. But, you know, it's that is definitely escapist entertainment, not necessarily meaningful. However, that has been really fun for me to just kind of put on and chuckle and kind of just like zone out. I also watched,
Can I ask you a quick question about that?
Yeah.
People are saying that What We Do in the Shadows, that the first season of the TV version was good, but that the second season takes it up, is next level good. Is that true?
To me, since I watch them all together, they feel like one, they feel cohesive to me. But I definitely do think that the cast and because Jermaine and Taika write and direct a lot of the episodes, and I do think that they find their groove about halfway or towards the end of the first season. And so now that they have that all down, I do think the comedy works. And also they're playing with the genre a lot more. So it's vampires, but witches and ghosts and all these fun things. So and trolls. And I like that. So I just think, I don't think it stands out like, you know, the first season of The Office or the first season of Parks and Rec are kind of hard, but then it gets into it. I feel like it, but it does, they do gel for sure.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's that dude that plays Laszlo, I forget his name, but he's been very popular British actor for a long time. He is so funny.
Yeah,
that show's great. And yes, very escapist, gets your mind off things. It's very, 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 very funny.
Is Robert Redford in there?
No? No. His salad dressing is. Oh, no, that's Paul Newman. Damn it. Oh. Who are these people? I can't keep them straight.
Their ideas.
You know, it's just a shame that, you know, all of Robert Redford's Sun Dance clubs are closed down. What do you got, Doug? What do you got for us to watch?
Well, I've gone a very different route, and to escape, I've just been watching the dumbest shit possible.
And Too Hot to Handle?
I, for some reason, actually texted Doug the other night that I was watching Dick Tracy for the first time since it came out in the theaters. And it was a fun little escape. A lot of colors going on. A lot of people in it. William Forsythe, Al Pacino, Dustin Hoffman, Madonna. And then we watched Twins last night. We got really high and watched Twins.
Hang on a second. Just say a movie that you want, that you're recommending, and then let's talk about it. I'll move on to the next
one. I'm going to say Dick Tracy. It was bizarre. It was insane.
You're recommending Dick Tracy. What do I watch?
Well, yeah, maybe I shouldn't recommend Dick Tracy, but I've just gone to a point of, I just want to watch something really stupid so I don't have to think about anything. And
well, that's then Dick Tracy is the answer, I think. I think that's really good. Because that movie, that's one of those movies that I think, you know, you really want to like it. And then, and they do go to so much trouble to make all the colors so much like a comic book. But then they also prove that sometimes just slapping something up there and making it look exactly like it did in the comic isn't necessarily
right
going to be, you know, inspiring to anybody, you know. I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but I just remember, like, at one point feeling like Al Pacino's makeup was falling off.
That was just him.
Yeah.
That was just Al.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I could maybe revisit that again. But when you texted me that the other night, I had to go to the hospital because I had a massive eye roll.
This guy. I sat up in bed, so thanks for that. I just sat up in my bed.
My eyes rolled so far back in my head. I made such a face that I was hospitalized.
Mr. Benson, we hate to tell you, but you're going to look annoyed for the rest of your life now.
Oh, man. Resting, looking at Doug Mellard face. Okay, so Sean, do you have anything to recommend?
Yeah, I got two things. I watched a movie called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark the other night, and it was very fun.
Yes, agreed. I love that
just
one.
Just the right amount of, like, the horror isn't horror, but it's fun, scary stuff, you know, like, and it's teenage stuff, it's lighthearted, but it's still like kind of a horror movie, and it's kind of scary. It's got some jumpers, some weird ghouls and stuff, so it was a very fun like, put some popcorn in. I've been making movies like a ritual because I miss going to the movie theater so much, so like making popcorn and like having the lights perfect, and you know, just so it's very fun for that. Shut off all the lights in the house and watch that one. Also, I'm 80 episodes into Grey's Anatomy, but that's not something I recommend.
Oh, wow.
It's more of an addiction. Yeah.
Why would you do that to yourself and to us?
I like soap operas. I love them. And I love medical shows. Scrubs is my favorite show of all time. So I just figured, why not take this time to dive into Grey's Anatomy? Now, I'm not bummed about it. I love it. I just wouldn't recommend it to most people.
Yeah. How many episodes are there total?
342, I think, and I will watch all of them.
You are.
And then I gotta watch
it.
Private Practice. I found out Private Practice is a spinoff, and I can't not watch that. So, there we go.
Oh my God! I mean, so many people aren't accomplishing anything during this, and you're really out there.
I have
skateboarding and staying up to date with what's going on with Meredith Grey.
Dude, a lot. I'll tell you what's going on with her is sex. All they do in that hospital is bone each other. All of them. That's it. And then they go, there's a bar they go to every night and get shit-faced. And they're supposed to be like the best elite, most elite surgeons in the country. And they're just getting plowed all the time. Your hands shake. I just, you know, it's not realistic, but it's fun. I'll tell you that. Fun show.
I'm sad to say that it might be realistic. A lot of surgeons might be getting hammered every night.
It might be. My knee feels like it was done by Dr. Giggles. It's like clicked ever since I got knee surgery like 20 years ago.
All right. So, Sean, you're telling me that if I watch this movie, what's it called again? Are You Afraid of the Scary Pitch Blackness?
I thought you said, Are You Afraid of This Gary?
Yeah. Yeah, the answer is yes.
Which Garys scare you? So it's called
Sinise.
It's called Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Are you Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Oh, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Okay.
It's fun and like just the right amount of fun scary.
It's PG-13 though, right?
I think so. Clark is.
It is. Know, yeah, it's PG-13 for sure.
Okay. All
it's
right.
kind of like it's kind of like Cat's Eye in like it tells like it has a through line and then it shoots off and tells a couple like three different stories in the through line kind of.
Oh, it's yeah. I remember hearing about this. It's kind of anthology style.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Yeah, I just didn't hear enough about it to get me excited, but Clark likes it.
Yeah, it's yep. the same director who did, I want to say Andre Overdahl. He did Troll Hunter and The Autopsy of Jane Doe. Mm-hmm. And Guillermo del Toro produced the adaptation because this was more my generation, these really scary short story books for kids that had these horrifying drawings that scarred all of us and they were totally. In our public library, or our school libraries. And so what's really cool is they actually, so these books, somebody like in the 90s went back and actually had them redraw all the art so it was less scary. And that was like such a drag. So what the movie did was actually model the creatures off of Stephen Gammell's original art from these books, like in the 80s, early 90s. And so the creature design is like super cool.
All right, yeah.
I like scary things.
Yeah, I think that it was Guillermo del Toro's the name that should normally make me excited, but in this case, it kind of pushed me off of it a bit just because he tends to lean towards the, things that are gross.
Mm.
And that's not my, especially in PG-13, I just worry that most of the scares are just going to come from things that are slimy rather than, genuine threat.
No, that's good. Fair. It's creepy. There's like some creepy stuff. No parents kissing or anything, huh? Nothing real gross in there.
The kids are good too. Like there's a, very much looked to it to replicate the dynamic of these kids. So I think they're all great. So that's kind of fun.
Here's a question for everybody. My fiance loves thriller horror movies. And is there like a good one that maybe I'm sleeping on? Like maybe kind of in the same vein as Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, like anything that we could watch?
Oh, I could definitely recommend, if you haven't seen it, my favorite PG-13 horror movie, because it still manages to deliver while not being, bloody, mm-hmm. is Drag Me to Hell.
That is in my top five.
Wow. I've never seen it. I know what it is.
Great.
We just have never watched it.
Yeah, it stars our boy Justin Long is in it, and it's Sam Raimi at his. It's goopy, gross. I mean, it's just they get everything they can get away with, and still get a PG-13.
I'm gonna bring it up this evening.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I'll enjoy that.
Mellard, I hate to lie to you, but I'm not going to watch that movie that I said I would watch again because now I'm going to watch Drag Me to Hell.
You got to see Tiptoes, though.
It's twice I'm bailing on Tiptoes.
Oh, man.
I think Drag Me to Hell will be especially disgusting during a pandemic.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's what, like, did you guys fuck around and watch Contagion at all during the beginning?
Yes,
like
no,
I did.
Absolutely.
No, definitely not.
It was so close. It was like you're watching a documentary. You're like, no way.
Yeah, that is a thriller, right? That's like a horror movie right now. Like, it really is. So
it is.
There's so much
gnarly, dude.
Yeah, there's like, so much terminology that like you didn't know before the pandemic.
Oh yeah, dude. Social distancing, they say in there, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
People have been saying that for a decade. It was wild. Crazy.
Another horror movie, Dick Tracy. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Yeah, it's got Jose Canseco's ex-girlfriend Madonna is in that movie.
Yeah, there's nothing scarier than Madonna's acting.
Is it? I never actually watched that one. Is it like, I don't know. It just reminds me like it would be like Sin City and Roger Rabbit mixed together or something.
Wow. That's
exactly that. That's
wow.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah. Oh my God. Nailed it.
Doesn't sound bad when you describe it like that.
Yeah. I mean, those other two are way better.
There's also like a really crazy Hollywood story about Warren Beatty and like him buying the rights and fighting to keep the rights and trying to get this movie made. And then he finally gets it made. And I think people were like, okay. And I'm pretty sure that Warren Beatty, it might have changed in the last 10 years, but I think he might still own the rights to Dick Tracy, which is part of the reason why it hasn't been like rebooted or reimagined, but they might have lapsed. I don't know. But yeah, that's a really interesting, cool, weird Hollywood tale.
That sounds like it could be a whole season of Entourage or something. Just that storyline.
Yes,
like Vince trying to get a script.
Yes.
He had some, Warren Beatty had some real, like, you know, cause he was also in the middle of that whole Ishtar craziness. And like he definitely, when moving into the directing and producing chair, just sort of got involved in things that were just like hard to pull off. And because he also had that movie Town and Country that took forever to get made. Mm. And I feel like he's his own worst enemy. Like if he was like Annette Bening and just showed up and did great acting and things, that he would still be like a legit player.
Agreed.
But at least he was there when the wrong name was mentioned at the Oscars.
I was just going to say, I can't even think of Warren Beatty at all, but that wasn't it?
Yeah, that's his legacy, is that he's standing next to Faye Dunaway when she blurted out the wrong name.
So gnarly.
Oh my God.
Fucking Jimmy Kimmel has to go out there and tell Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty that they fucked up.
Why don't you guys go talk about the golden age of Hollywood over a bowl of blow back there?
Well, it's that time, you guys. It's time for us to do a bowl of blow and stay up all night. Who would like to plug anything that you've got going on? Let's start with Clark. What's going on, Clark Wolf?
Yeah, I would love if you guys enjoyed this show, and give me a follow on the old gram, the old Instagram, at Clark Wolf, with an E, Wolf with an E. That would be lovely. And thank you so much for having me, Doug. This was a lot of fun, and everybody
you're
was
always
great.
Out there with your Instagram doing fun. You're always at fun events and stuff getting photos, so it's a good follow.
Thank you, Doug.
Doug Mellard, speaking of Doug's.
I got a podcast called Ear Finger that is kind of experimental. This week I reviewed a book called 97 Ways to Make a Baby Laugh, and it's the dumbest book I've ever heard of. And
give me some ways.
Is a bitch any of them?
That's almost all of them.
7 ways to make a baby laugh and a bitch ain't one is my joke.
They actually like, why can't you round it up to an even 100? That's what I don't understand. Also, it's very easy to make a baby laugh. You can do anything.
Well, but you really think there's like 3 more things that they could have thought of?
I mean, yeah, you could. They don't have jiggle some car keys in there. That's a pretty good go-to. You know, you can literally.
They don't have jiggle car keys on there?
Nope, not in there. Not in there.
I bet you that'd be the 5th thing I would have put.
You guys are both sure you've had enough experience that this will always make a baby laugh, aren't there?
I mean, maybe not always.
A little smarter.
I don't know, man. Babies are pretty stupid.
Yeah, they're not smart.
Well, what do you think they're laughing? Because they're like, why are you putting the keys in my face? I can't drive, you idiot.
I don't know why they're laughing. That's a good question.
What's so damn funny? I want to know what these babies are laughing at. They're laughing at us. They don't think the keys are funny. They think the idiot holding the keys is funny.
Get them.
Their intellect is too high. So they're like, you're an idiot. I can't believe you thought I'd fall for this. That's why they're laughing. They're mocking us.
Yeah. No, that's the thing, is babies are really smart, but the only thing they can do is laugh or cry. Did you plug anything, Doug? Oh, yeah, that was a podcast. Your
finger, and, yeah.
He's plugging Making Babies Laugh.
Yeah. Make babies laugh during this time.
Yes.
Sean Jordan, what do you got to plug, buddy?
I'm a part of a podcast called All Fantasy Everything with David Borey and Ian Carmel. It's fantastic. If you want, the last episode we did was pretty much just a large donation episode, and we still have all of our links up. If you want to just go visit the page and choose a site to donate to, we have a bunch up. If you want to go help out, what's going on? And if not, just be good, be happy, be nice to each other, be loving, be cool. Try to put good energy into the world.
Oh yeah, also that.
Oh yeah, see, Clark and Doug forgot that.
Me too. Yes, totally. That's also more than Instagram. You can do that. Do that first and then follow me on Instagram. That's a good order.
I want you to follow me on socials, and I want world peace in that order.
Yeah, this is rad. This is just so cool. Sorry I cut you off. I'm having That's such all a good right. time. Go ahead.
Right. DougLovesMovies.com is where you go for my potential dates that might be happening, but probably won't, but we'll see. Who knows? Yeah. Thanks again to all of my guests, Sean Jordan, Clark Wolf, Doug Mellard. As always, I hope the Pacific is as blue as it has been in my dreams, I hope.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.